Do not make affirmations which remind you of a need out of the present or the past. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Do not make affirmations which remind you of a need out of the present or of the past, or we might say of the future. Why is this that we don't want to remind ourselves of things past, present, or future? Because those are things that are no longer existing. And we sort of reinvite them into our life if the affirmations are, I am no longer unhappy. I will not be a bad boy anymore. You know how teachers used to have the children write that on the blackboard 100 times. It really put it right into their minds. I am a bad boy. Because they don't hear the not. I'm not a bad boy. They hear that I am a bad boy. And so if I'm a bad boy, I might as well be a bad boy. And this is what the affirmations say to you too. Well, let's look at this in a little broader scope. All of us are called upon from time to time to deal with ourselves and to deal with our creation. Let's talk about ourselves first. We're called upon to deal with ourselves. So, you come down with a cold. That's a common thing. You come down with a cold, and sneeze and chewing and so forth, you know, and you feel very sick. And people come up to you and say, oh, do you have a cold? And you say, no, I don't. I'm whole and perfect. Well, you look like you got a cold. No, I'm whole and perfect. I said you look like you have a cold. You must have a cold because you look like you have a cold. Your eyes and your nose are runny. Your complexion is ruddy. You look like you have a cold. And you say, would you please go? I am working on a new thought technique of wholeness. And the new thought technique was brought up publicly by that guy. Who was that? 2,000 years ago. He said, it is done unto you according to your belief. It's done unto you according to you. Well, my belief is that I'm whole and perfect. This cold appearance that you're seeing there is not me. It's just an appearance that does not have to remain there, and it doesn't have to be there in the first place. It's done unto me according to my belief. Okay. So, are you going to say that you believe what that guy said? You know, kind of a stupid guy anyhow, you know. He didn't live in the cold country, the northern part of the world, or, you know, in the south north part of the world. He lived in a nice Mediterranean atmosphere there. Nice temperature all year round, you know, really nice. And he could be outside. You know, I don't think he owned a winter coat, you know. But, you know, what does he know about beans in Russia, you know? Nothing. So, do you believe what he said? He's speaking not from experience, but from you know, whatever. Well, I think, yes, we can believe what he said, because it is done unto us according to our belief. Now, I personally know a number of women who are idiots, absolute idiots. They make stupid statements like this. I don't have time to be sick. I don't have time to talk with you about your problems now. What can we do to take care of the situation? I don't want to hear about the problem. What can we do to take care of the solution that is necessary for here, you know? And these people, they're not very nice. They don't really want to feel sorry for you. They don't want you to feel sorry for yourself. They don't want to have you have this mournful attitude about yourself, you know? So, you don't like them very much. Because you like people who will mollycoddle you and who will cuddle you and who will feel sorry for you. I have a little golden retriever puppy right now. And I say right now because every day he's getting bigger, you know. But I have a little golden retriever puppy. And he stands there at the edge of his cage, you know, or his edge of his fence. And he looks up at me and he says, "Come on, hug me, cuddle me." He doesn't need it. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it, but he enjoys it. Now, what better reason could there be for cuddling than that you enjoy it? You just enjoy it. And then I gently take his head and I throw it back and forth between my hands, you know, and you say, "Well, that's kind of rough." Well, if you had your head where his is, you wouldn't think it's rough. He just loves it. He goes, you know, the tender touch. Now, he doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything, but he loves it. Now, isn't that the way to go through life? Not needing anything, but just loving it, enjoying it, getting the most out of it. People go to hospitals because they want people to come visit them. At home, nobody ever comes to visit them. And if they're in a sick bed at home, people don't come and see them. They go to the door and they say, "Here's a bowl of chicken soup for her or for him," you know. And they don't want to come in. It's catching, you know. But you go to the hospital where it's even more catching, and you go in with your, and they won't let you bring the chicken soup in there. They say, we feed our patients. And so you go in there and you sit there and you cannot think of one thing to say. You sit and look at each other, and you want to say something uplifting, something nice, and you know you don't want to talk about, "Well, I was playing tennis today," and that person can't get up and play tennis because they don't feel good. "And, you know, I went to a dance last night, and, oh, we had such a good time." Well, you don't want to make them feel that they're missing something because they're sick, but they are, you know. And whenever we play the game of being sick, we miss so many things. We miss so many opportunities, and we didn't even really know we missed it. Because if you're sitting at home alone, and you're feeling just fine, and nobody comes by and invites you out, you don't even know that there was someplace to go out to, you know? And if you're in the hospital, and it's just something to talk about, "Well, last night we went dancing. We went over to this new place there, and they really had some jiving music. And then the night before, my other boyfriend took me to a ballroom dancing event, and it was beautiful. All the girls in their long dresses and so forth, and the men in their tuxedos, and they were just whirling around in ballroom fashion. It was just glorious to watch and see." And then, you know what they did? At the end, they let everybody come out who wanted to dance. Everybody could come out and join these professional dancers. And did we feel wonderful when we could do the steps that they did? Wow, it was so great. "Oh, I'm sorry, you're sick in bed and you can't do that, you know. And, you know, I'm sorry for you, but you aren't really sorry. You're just rubbing it in." You say, "Come on, get up, come out and enjoy these things." And then when they're up, you don't invite them either because they're really not that much fun. They are an old wet blanket most of the time on things that you want to do. And, you know, people like that are the people who get sick. The people like that are the people who have no lust for living, no delight in life. So, do not make affirmations which remind you of a need out of the present, the past, or the future. Make affirmations that spell the truth about yourself. What is the truth about yourself?
I'm born perfect.
That's right.
Always in divine order.
That's right.
I'm God.
That's right. You're giving up? Right, but you see, this is the thing. You should have these positive affirmations so cataloged in your mind that you say, "I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit and mind body." And it's not that you're just doing them rotely. It's that is what your mind thinks when you give it time to think. That's the only thing your mind has for reference. It doesn't have for reference not being whole and perfect. It only has for reference being whole and perfect. So, What kind of affirmations would you make if they were to remind you of the past? I remember what you did last night. No way am I going to let you do it again today. Last night, you spilled your milk on the table, and you did this and you did that because you were jittery and you were concerned. Now look, first we're going to talk about the situation, then we'll eat. I don't want you messing up again just because you're upset about something, you know. So, isn't that a great affirmation?
Yeah.
Really positive, uplifting affirmation. But you see, I have a young couple that I'm talking to right now, and they were telling me of a few of their problems. And I said to them, you say this is her problems, and you say this is his problem? And I say, no. Yeah?
This is yours and this is yours.
Those are your own problems. You see what you are in others. So if you really would like to see in others nice things, you have to begin seeing it first in yourself. So if you say of your friend, your boyfriend or girlfriend, if you say, oh, they're the most beautiful people in the world, they're the most tender, loving people in the world, they're the most, you don't have to say most all the time, but they're so gentle, they're so thoughtful, they're so fun to be with. They're always thinking of ways to amuse me, ha 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 ha, you know, always thinking of ways to make me happy and make me feel uplifted. And hey, that's fantastic. Now, is that living in the present? Is that living in the now? You see, if it's living in the present, then it's to be. It is not yet fulfilled. But living in the now, it is fulfilled. Because anything that has become already, then it's the future. And anything that wasn't is the past. But that which is happening in the present is not yet the now. The now is the instant that it is. The now is the instant that you recognize. The present is a wide scale of thought. First person, present tense, positive. Now, what's present tense? Well, what is the present tense phrase?
I am God.
I am God. Well, now, wouldn't now be God?
Yeah.
Not I am, but God. There's nothing else but God. Because God can only see itself. God can only be itself. God can only express itself. God only sees God. Mm-hmm. If God saw anything other than God, it wouldn't be God. Ooh. If Ellen sees anything other than Ellen, she wouldn't be Ellen. If she sees me picking my nose, for instance, then she sees herself picking her nose. And she says that's good or that's not good. You see, whatever we see, we are. It is done unto us according to our belief. You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. See, all of these wonderful philosophical, psychological statements are all so true. Do not make affirmations which remind you of a need. You see, when you remind yourself of a need, well, I'm whole and perfect. Doesn't that remind me that I was not whole and perfect? No. I'm whole and perfect reminds me that I'm whole and perfect, that I'm whole and perfect, that I'm whole and perfect. I have no understanding or knowledge or vision of not being whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Now, if you say I'm not sick anymore, then the not goes away, doesn't it? So I'm sick. I am sick yet. See, we want to be really master of these affirmations, really master of all of our thoughts and all of our ideas and all of the things that are important to us. Because if we're not, then we have given up a power greater than anything we could have ever imagined. Think about those things. Think about how they fit into your life. And as you think about them, realize that you're bringing them to pass. Do not make affirmations which remind you of a need out of the present or the past. Live in the now, already complete. You think, then that's the future. No, You're living in the now, already complete. You're living in the now as it is done. You are experiencing it right now. And that's the beauty of it. Well, think on these things. And be real careful what sort of confidence you have in yourself. Because a lot of times, you're going to go contrary to what you believe. So stand up for what you believe. All is in the now. The only life we have is in the now. The only experience we have is in the now. So enjoy it and have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.